Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Friday, the 30th day of November 2012, and former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is scheduled to join us in the second hour. Then Jason Rink and Tom Woods. Jason Rink will be in studio. They're moving forward with the nullification secession movement, as the media has been dubbing it. But that's not really what it is, so we're going to be explaining that and continuing my call for a new Declaration of Independence to restore the Republic and get it out of the hands of the globalists that brag that they've conquered this country. The piece is almost done, and then Aaron's got to export it because it's in HD. But there's a piece we've been working on for 3 days here that deals with J.P. Morgan Chase running a TV ad during Thanksgiving and still running it, implying that they brought you America, implying that everything good in this country is because of them. And so I thought we'd go over the real history of J.P. Morgan Chase, because they claim what they're doing is free market. It's the opposite and is destroying any free market we could ever have and our prosperity. Even more evil than Goldman Sachs is J.P. Morgan Chase. So that should be done sometime in the third hour. And so we're going to be premiering that here on the radio today. If it's not ready, it'll be on InfoWars Nightly News tonight. It's pretty powerful. Aaron Dykstra, I put it together. And Aaron has been up much of the night putting the finishing touches on it. So that is coming up as well. Also, we're launching to bring attention to the drone invasion. The first ever drone mob next Saturday at Zilker Park in Austin, Texas. There's a video that Melissa Melton and Jakari Jackson put together. We'll air that today if we have time. If not, it's up at InfoWars.com right now. Last night, my wife gets up in the middle of the night sometimes and reads news. So she doesn't wake me up, but she sits there and text messages me articles from her iPad or cell phone to my cell phone. And for whatever reason, she was texting me articles at about 3 a.m. right next to me. And I heard the buzzing and woke up. So there we were both reading this article together at 3 a.m. this morning. And then I couldn't go back to sleep. And I don't say this to build up the suspense. I say it because I don't build up the suspense properly. I sat there and read like a 15-page article. It's 15 pages printed out from the Daily Mail. And the Daily Mail, it's a good article. But they haven't been studying this for 20 years like I have. And so as bad as this article is, it wasn't one-tenth of what's really going on. And guys, will you print me the bio on Wesley Smith? Also, I am that to you. I don't think I saw that here. I know you thought it was for guest info, but Wall Street Journal writer Wesley Smith, best-selling author of Culture of Death. That we guys, I have a copy of it at home, but I forgot to bring it. Will you print me the Amazon on that? We don't sell it. We should. I'm going to get him back on, I think, 2 hours next week sometime to go over this, because he chronicles in the book and in the Wall Street Journal. I've been interviewing him about 14, 15 years. Haven't had him on probably 6 or 7. Where they take people who are paralyzed chest down and begging for food and water, and they kill them here in the U.S. and England. And it's a standard globalized deal. And then every time I cover it, we open the phones up and nurses and doctors call in and say, yeah, I'm in the break room right now. They're killing 3 people on my floor right now. One of them's chained down begging. Once you're a ward of the state, even if you can walk, they'll murder you. We're going to explain one of the biggest secrets coming up. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More so than ever before, this broadcast is an absolute must-listen. The global government is openly being announced, run by private megabanks hell-bent on destroying sovereign nations and free markets and replacing it with above-the-law corporate fascist global combines, using socialism at the grassroots to make the public dumbed down and dependent. We have an absolute total information overload today. Even the Daily Beast, the Newsweek group, says no answers in death of coroner linked to Andrew Breitbart. We told you he was killed with arsenic at the time. That's now come out, and there's basically no investigation going on. Breitbart, the evidence points towards being murdered because they announced he died of natural causes in less than an hour before any coroner had even looked at him. We've got that in the stack. That's not even our top story. There's just so much here. The West is backing Al-Qaeda in the takeover of Syria. It is so incredibly immoral. And they are now reporting in the Weekly Standard, they're claiming, surface-to-air anti-aircraft missiles, they got them from the Syrian government to shoot down Syrian helicopters and jets. No, they got them in Libya from Gaddafi, and Al-Qaeda was given that by NATO, and that's on record. So they're now already trying to say that missiles that are going to be shooting down passenger liners undoubtedly in the near future, they're going to blame it on Assad and think the public is that dumb. They're using the missiles to bring down Assad and put al-Qaeda in charge, just like they've done in Libya and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And they think you're so stupid. They're all over the news, not just the Weekly Standard, saying, oh, they're turning the tide against Assad in the 20-month war because they've got anti-aircraft missiles from Assad at bases they've taken. Absolute, total, and complete bull. But they admit in the back of the paper that CIA, MI6, and others have commandos on the ground with U.S. special forces lasing targets to take over that country and to blow up the churches, kill the Jews, which is going on, and it's in the foreign papers, but not here. It is unbelievable. And then you or I are told we have to give up our rights because of al-Qaeda when the bankers that have hijacked this country run al-Qaeda. And I just don't think you're that stupid. I mean, even neocon radio is having to talk about this now. I mean, just shame on all of you that have gotten behind a police state. You are destroying our country and our future and the golden goose that has made this country so productive. The dollar is on the way out. They're going to move towards global SDR cashless systems backed by the IMF and World Bank, and those systems backed by global carbon taxes, global VAT. It's all been announced at Davos, the $100 trillion plan, Associated Press, London Guardian, London Telegraph. We've covered it ad nauseum. But they have to incrementally bankrupt things, Europe, the U.S., the rest of the world, while mopping up the few rogue nations the globalists don't control, while posing as saviors, and then saying, oh my gosh, we're going to go completely bankrupt. Our debt's too great if we don't pass VAT and carbon taxes. And that's what you'll see this year or in the next 2 to 3 years. They're already proposing it. And, well, I don't want my 401k to go down to zero. The stock market just dropped 4,000 points. We better accept all these new taxes so the government can nationalize all the 401ks and everything and shore up the dollar. And then a few years after that, things won't be shored up. Just look at Europe. Three, quote, bailouts. That's just three implosions consolidating things and taking the new tax money that implodes the economy further and paying it to the globalists. And then they're going to just get rid of cash entirely. You will still have $100 and $1,000 bills. And this has been the stated plan by the Federal Reserve. That's why they changed it with color money and stuff, getting you ready for this. But they will have digital tracker chips in them, which $5 bills and up already have. And with those devices, but also scannable fronts, it will track each bill and its full history. So it is a cashless note. And the big banks are exempt from all that. They can launder hundreds of billions in drug money. They won't get in trouble. It'll just be to totally control your life, like Louisiana did last year, banning cash and secondhand transactions. That's going to go worldwide. And here it is out of the Associated Press today. Congress looks at doing away with the $1 bill. I was on drudgereport.com a minute ago, and they've got the $1 bill with Obama's face on it. Maybe we can punch that up for people watching at InfoWarsNews.com. And it says the end of the dollar bill right there. But yeah, there it is. Obama on the cover. The end of the dollar bill. And there's also another thing where you've got French socialists. We're just doing what Obama does. Obama's nationalized is a very modern step to take, the French say. Yes, see, again, nationalization. But that means by private interest that control the nationalization. It's even worse than kind of a De Gaulle-style nationalization. All right, continuing here, Congress looks at doing away with the $1 bill. American consumers have shown about as much appetite for the $1 coin as kids do their spinach. You're like children, see? Oh, you know, you don't know best. They may not know what's best for them either. Oh, it's always the condescension. Because the people that write and work for the system, they're all on these power trips. I've met hundreds of them. It's all part of, you know, they know everybody's being lied to. They know things are corrupt, but they think they're winners just going along with it and playing games with it. Congressional auditors say doing away with the dollar bills entirely, replacing them with dollar coins, could save taxpayers $4.4 billion over the next 30 years. Oh, yes. Vending machine operators have long championed the use of $1 coins because they don't jam the machines. And it just goes on. And, of course, they can issue less of the coins. That's actually the plan with the General Accounting Office, but they don't tell you that. They're just phasing out cash altogether. So that is some of the news. We've got some good news, at least on the surface. U-turn, Senate moves to eliminate indefinite detention provision of the NDAA. Also, FAA drone operators have zero privacy obligations. Agency is now going to use drones to grab your wireless communications and your data and mark your homes and track you. Well, of course, it's Skynet. Also, we have headlines like this out of L.A., CBS News. City attorney tells San Bernardino residents to lock their doors, load their guns because of police downsizing. And the city is chastising them, saying, don't say that. All over the country, they're laying off police and then hiring code enforcers. Or making police kind of a metro model where part of the police are code enforcers. So you're dealing with a code enforcer with a badge and a gun. Look out. Because they write those codes. Any objectionable material, we $2,000 a day fines. Well, now they're up to $5,000 in some municipalities. And a cop shows up with a gun and you're like, well, it's 2-inch grass. They're like, I find it objectionable. Hey, you can't have this garden. Well, the city says you can have gardens front or backyard. Sorry, you know, if you're in Deerfield, Michigan, we say it's objectionable. This is the new tyranny, Agenda 21, that Rosa Corey's book, Behind the Green Mask, that we sell at Infowars.com, you know, breaks down. But all of that is coming up today, and I dovetail that with AutoZone employee fired after taking action against fake beard bandit. The fake beard bandit had robbed dozens and dozens, more than 30 businesses on the peninsula. So the guy had a gun out threatening people. The guy went out the back door, got his gun, came in, stopped the guy, and he's in big trouble. In fact, they're talking about criminal charges now because you don't protect yourself. You don't protect yourself. You just go grovel in fear. So the city attorney is in trouble for telling the truth. The police are in trouble all over the country for telling the truth and saying you should arm yourself. The idea that government can and will protect you. Police have no liability to protect you because they can't. They're to respond under state and federal law, depending on which type they are, when a crime is committed to bring you before a grand jury. And then to bring you ultimately to go to trial before a jury, because we the people run things. They are to seek you out. They are not to enforce laws. They are peace officers when they see the peace being broken, when they see bullies doing something, when they see somebody, if they see a crime, they're to respond. But their main job is to take you to jail to then have a fair trial, to go to prison or to not go to prison. They are to go out and get you alive, preferably. But if it's violent crimes and you've been known to kill innocent people, then the court says dead or alive. This person has been shown to be violent and killing people, dead or alive. But then you've got to be told by the court, dead or alive. You've got to be given a death warrant, dead or alive. Instead, now they have SWAT teams with a dead or alive precept under false law who say, well, we think drugs might be involved, so we're going to come in and kill anybody that doesn't put their hands up in 1/2 second who may be half asleep. You see, I happen to have studied common law. I happen to have studied not just the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, but the Magna Carta. I've read it. You should read it. See, I know the 800-plus years of our law that's based on even more ancient common sense law that's all been worked out down throughout the ages. I want that back. I want my due process back. I want it back right now. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. I have some news that the magnitude is so great, but plus it's something that I know. But then when I say it on air, it's so off the chart, I feel like a liar, even though I personally have gone and witnessed it. And I promise you this, my prime directive is to expose euthanasia against people in state custody who can walk. They're now killing people who can walk who are in state custody. They're now killing people who are mentally ill. And it's going on by the Eugenics Bioethics Guild, and it's finally in the news. So at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to do a special report on that. We're going to come back with more news in the next segment. I'll also give you a review from the boil down of World War Z. It ties into the dehumanization program. It's all coming up. Massive broadcast today. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and more. Former Congresswoman. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 Life Straw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I am going to break down a in-depth report out of the Daily Mail that's in the British Medical Journal. And a bunch of other newspapers, but the Mail has the biggest, most in-depth article. Now sick babies go on death pathway. Doctor's haunting testimony reveals how children are put on end-of-life plan. And they're starved to death And again, this focuses on babies. It describes 14-year-olds begging for food and water, blood coming out of their mouth as they are dehydrated over 14 days. And again, I've been covering this for at least since 1998 when I discovered this was going on. This is premeditated. This is planned. This is globally standardized. They are now killing people who can walk. I'm going to say that again. We have their names. They are now killing people who can walk here in the United States, England, and Europe. It's all standardized. You remember Paul Watson broke that article back in February, then got picked up by Fox News, Reuters, you name it. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed in the prestigious Journal of Medical Ethics. They said we need to kill children up to age three, including healthy children if the parents don't want them. And you're like, well, that doesn't sound real. For 3 days when this article came out, people thought it wasn't real, even though there was a link to the Journal of Medical Ethics. And then it became a national story. Folks, this has been going on a long time. It's called eugenics, and this is the tip of the iceberg. Now, I'm going to read this coming up, and I think everybody should hear it, including children, so you know what's happening. But I will describe children begging for mommy, shriveled up with blood pouring out of their eyes. And they call it, this is what's really sick about it, they call this the humane way to kill them. I mean, we're so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. So that is coming up in the next segment. And you want to know why I get dark, why I get angry about things? We're going to do 2 hours next week if you can do it. He hadn't been on in years, and I've given you his contact info, guys. I want Wesley Smith, the Wall Street Journal writer, on. He's probably been on 10 times in the past. And this is one of those things that I cover over and over again, and then 5, 6, 7 years passes, and I don't cover it. And then I will open the phones up, and I will take calls from nurses in the wards. You'll hear Dr. Walker sometimes in the background, and they will describe, no, we got one on floor three right now begging for his life. He's chained down. When they get you and you sign yourself over to the state care so it's paid for, they will murder you. Hospitals, they haven't given the Hippocratic Oath in about 20 years in Western medicine. They're there to kill you now. When you go in to have a child, they're going to take a blood sample, and if they find any drugs in your system, marijuana, prescription, usually it's false positive, you're a healthy wife, healthy baby, they're taking your kid. I got an article out of CBS News where people that have mild vision problems are having their kids taken. People that get in wheelchairs now, if they're taking them. The state is here to destroy you. And now with Obamacare, that's Paul Watson's newest article that just went up minutes ago, they will euthanize the old and the young. I mean, Tom Daschle wrote a book saying, yeah, you're above 65, you get a cane. You don't get eye surgery. And all these people that want their free Obama phone, their free this and that, they have no idea. And that ties into this report, but I'm going to try to focus and really cover this when we come back. 2013, NDAA expands power over military to detain citizens. See, each year now, the National Defense Authorization Act, they put it in the defense bill, it gets worse each year. And it completely gets rid of posse comitatus and says they can put citizens in camps. That's already in the Army manuals from 2 years ago. Just type in Army manual reeducation camp and you'll get army.mil. They use the term reeducation camp. How you'll be taken, how to be reeducated. They use the Soviet term. See, it's all about it being in your face now. Because they got to act normal around the troops. It's normal. We take them to the interrogation area of the base. Yes, there have been some deaths at the base. Move on, men, or you'll be in here next. You know, this is just getting a bunch of yes men in there. This is America. We're run by crooks now. They're trying to mop up talk radio. So many liners are coming in from affiliates. They're talking about where they want me to cut liners about tune in today to hear the non-state-run media. I cut two liners for two stations in different parts of the country owned by different companies saying the same thing. People are getting it. I just cut them this morning. I'm cutting like 10 liners a week for stations. We're getting a lot of stations right now, which is a symbol of the awakening. That's good. It better happen 10 times this. I'm here risking my life, folks. As fast as we're growing, as big a thorn as we are in the side of the New World Order, folks, you better know I'm risking my life bringing you this. And AM and FM stations you're listening to us on, if you're a local business owner, you better call them right now and sponsor the show. You better call them. If you're listeners, you better call them right now and support their sponsors. Because let me tell you something. The fact that we're getting on so many big stations now shows we got a chance to beat these people. It shows that station managers and owners that used to think I was a nut now realize this stuff's real and are trying to fight for this country's future. You need to fight with them.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay. We have classical tyranny run by authoritarian psychopaths, to quote Ron Paul, taking over our society. And to understand this next report I'm about to cover, because it's finally back in mainstream news again, this has been going on for at least 20 years in Europe, England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. It's global, standardized, exact same bioethicist boards. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, and now doctors are being turned into federal administrators of death. Death panels, which Bill Gates admits is in the legislation, cutting back to health care, making you buy overpriced health care, insurance companies owned by big mega banks who wrote health care, pre-existing conditions not covered, people in England and Europe waiting on average 18 months for totally operable surgeries if it's within the first few months, totally inoperable if it's after 6 months, they wait till it metastasizes, they kill you. They have actuaries. If you're retired, you don't get surgery. Do you understand this? You aren't allowed to go to a private hospital in England unless you've gone to the government one and then been refused treatment. Then you might get in to see a private physician, and then it's incredibly expensive. Paul Watson for 3 weeks, had a cold, couldn't get rid of it, got scared. Went to the government doctors. They wouldn't help him. They give him a little pack with some Kleenex and some aspirin and some lozenges in it. Wouldn't even do a swab. I can drive down to a little clinic right now, like Victory Clinic, say in Austin, Texas. Go there some. Every once in a while when I need something. Before they give me medication or something, they do a swab. They say they're going to call me in 6 hours. They send it to a lab, and they say, it's viral. Can't take antibiotics. Or it is this bacteria. Here's this wide-spectrum antibiotic. But my children occasionally go to different pediatricians. They'll just say, here's some antibiotics. Well, aren't you going to do a swab? It's total quackery. And now they've got all these big healthcare groups getting out of dentistry, getting out of medical care, getting out of surgery. People are just getting out of it. Doctors are quitting by the hundreds of thousands in the last 3 years. Hundreds of thousands have quit. Hundreds of thousands. Because they're told on a computer, you've got to go into a computer now if you take Medicare or Medicaid, and you've got to tell it, okay, here's what the patient I think has. And it tells you your list of options. It tells you the drug you can use. It will tell you to use a new expensive drug that you don't think even works and won't even let you use an old confirmed drug. My dad's an oral surgeon, a dentist. He manages, 18 dental offices. He consults all over the country for medical systems. I'll get him on the air. I've had Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon, former university professor. He quit because of all this. He'll tell you the exact same thing my dad will tell you. Ron Paul, medical doctor, he'll tell you the same thing. This is the reality. This is the reality. Now, what they do is, before I get to this huge news, is they've done this in Europe already, they've done this in England. They tell you, we're going to come out with a national health service. They do that parallel to a private health service. Then they use that to bankrupt the private health service by making it be part of the public health service. Then government comes in to lower costs, because it always bankrupts things, and says, well, we're not going to give you a knee surgery if you're over 60. We're not going to give you an eye surgery if you're over 65. We're making you do prenatal screening. And it shows your child is at risk of a genetic disorder developing it, we're going to force an abortion. By the way, I saw an article 2 weeks ago where they forced an abortion on a handicapped woman, saying there was a chance her child might have it. Was it multiple sclerosis? Ladies and gentlemen, they can look into anybody and find genetic traits that may flick on. This is a total Brave New World Gattaca tyranny. And Gattaca and Brave New World are based on the top eugenics family that came out of a genetic breeding program from 1852 until 1925, when the program was terminated. The Huxleys, the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Darwins, and one other family. I cover it in Endgame. This is what runs everything. This is the heart of it all. By 1935, close to 40 states, 33 had total, the 39 had partial, where they would take children if they had low test scores or their parents did, or if someone had a tick, as they called it, a neurological disorder, they would pull up with a truck. In the United States, the Nazis got it all from us. We got it from England. Mexico did this too. It was all the rage. They would come in and grab your children. Black, white, they didn't care. Mainly white. Because their view was all the blacks were subhumans, and just use them as fodder. But they said they would go and grab white children. They had newsreels. I show you newsreels in Endgame where it shows them taking people and killing babies. Doctors killing babies. This is from the 30s. A doctor killing a baby. In the short films they would show before movies, when the talkies first came out. Before that, they were silent. Or you'd have somebody playing a piano in there. This is all an Endgame. All I've done is read over 100 books on this. I mean, this is them saying it. This is not my opinion. Now, I want you to listen to me. I'm going to read out of this Daily Mail article. But I want you to understand something. This is a whitewash. And not because the Daily Mail writer, Fionn Mar K, is bad, but because they haven't studied it. The doctors are going public that they watch babies, children, 14-year-olds, begging, shriveling up, their tongue stuck to their mouth, blood coming out of their eyes. Dehydration is ultra painful. On average, it takes about 14 days to murder somebody with it. And they call it humane. See, they know how to do something totally sick because they're psych warfare experts. They do something over the top and then just act like it's normal. Just like they're putting cameras in for 10 years in school showers with elementary school girls at PE. And the news is like, what's the big deal having a camera in the shower? It's all to be over the top, to break your will, okay? Now, at 3 a.m., I hear bzzz, bzzz, my wife's next to me on her phone reading articles. She wakes up sometimes in the middle of the night. And I wake up and I start reading it. And we're sitting there in the dark reading. And I read the whole Daily Mail article and I can't go back to sleep. 15 pages. And while I'm reading it, I'm getting frustrated that they don't understand the full story, not even 5% of it, that I'm not articulate enough to explain to you how bad this is and how real it is. I'm not exaggerating. It's worse than I can tell you. And I want to carry this book in the bookstore so everybody has it front and center, but I'm going to plug it right now, too. His book, Culture of Death, Wesley Smith, Wall Street Journal writer. He has taken photos. He has interviewed them. He has gone in to the hospitals where people can walk, but they don't have any family. They get signed in as wards of the state, and they actually chain you down while you beg for food and water. And I've had the nurses call in and say, it's incredible. This old woman, I was sneaking her ice cubes. They had her tied down, and they dehydrated her to death. Once they get the bioethics board to say, yeah, you got a breast cancer. We're not going to treat it. It would take 6 years to grow on average till it kills you. We're just going to go ahead and deny you food and water. And these people go, honey, can I have a little ice? And nurses get fired when they bring them ice. They're murdering people in the town I live in, Austin, right now. Murdering them. They've got whole floors of execution going on. Just like they have whole floors of saying it's the law when it's not the law, all the nurses have to take all these vaccines. Now courts are ruling they're going to give kids shot without parental consent. California passed the law. It's happening, okay? It's happening, right? And they use poster child like, oh, look at Terry Schiavo. You know, we argue whether she's brain dead or not. Well, let's dehydrate someone who's brain dead to set the precedent while they're killing people. Now, you remember to begin back in February, Paul Watson got an email from a listener, a tip, this is how it works, saying, hey, I'm a doctor, the prestigious medical ethics journal, the Journal of Medical Ethics says what you've been covering, Peter Singer's been calling for at Princeton, killing children up to three, killing Down syndrome children when they're 20, killing handicaps. Again, the government's claiming they like handicapped folks and want to give you accessibility to play the part of the good guy. Just like they did with blacks in the 20s and 30s. Oh, we're the liberals. We're going to give you government funds now to live the way we say. Well, the Margaret Sanger memos are public. She said, we're going to kill these animals. Her words. We're going to kill these weeds. We got to pose as liberals. This whole we're going to take care of handicapped stuff, it's about killing you. So, but it's about controlling the lobbies that speak for you so you think, oh, my gosh, the government's the one that protects us. Huh. Yeah, they're going to give you a paved walkway for your wheelchair right into an incinerator. They're going to send you into the showers for delousing. I mean, it's hygiene. They care about you. We've got a ghetto. We've got a ghetto for you to go live in so people don't bust out your shop windows. Oh, well, this ghetto isn't safe. We've got a work facility for you. Oh, they're setting those up now. They say when things collapse, you'll work in a government reservation facility. They've set up a model of it at the old Robert Mueller Airport here in Austin. And they got checkpoints and scanners, and there's some barbed wire and some stuff. But you know what? You know what? They care about you. Let me continue here. And they've learned, as long as they label something as good, they go, oh, it's humane. We take babies that have muscular dystrophy, or we take Down syndrome babies. And again, it's going to move on to everybody. So a lot of you go, well, let's get rid of those babies. I don't want to pay for them. Oh, really? You're going to wake up 65. You think you're 30-something today. You know, you're going to wake up 60. Or you're going to be in a car wreck. And they're going to be able to treat you in 100% recovery. But they're going to wink, wink. And the surgeon that's over you is going to be the head of the bioethics board in that hospital. and he's going to get probably $100,000 of the $400,000, $500,000 they're going to get out of your body. My dad's worked in hospitals rewiring jaws, you name it. When I was going 15 to take my driver's test, he said, do not sign that organ donor card. I've been told that if you go in hurt in a wreck, even if you are operable and 100% recoverable, you'll be killed. And I thought my dad was a crazy liar. And then years later, it came out on 60 Minutes in the very city that I was from, Dallas, they were killing people. It's come out in the news, they kill people in the town I live in, Austin. Chicago is the most famous. They will kill you. They will kill you in a minute. They will take your children in these hospitals in a minute. Now, there are nice doctors, nice nurses working right next to the ring wraiths. But this is a takeover. Do you understand? They've been creeping around. So here was his article in February. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed. February 28th. Here it is, March 1st, a few days later, Daily Mail. Doctors should have the right to kill unwanted or disabled babies at birth as they are not real persons, claims former Oxford academic. Now, here's the new article yesterday. Now sick babies go on death pathway. Doctor's haunting testimony reveals how children are put on end-of-life plan and how he was ordered to kill 10 babies alone in one hospital in 1 month. Here's another one. Medical Journal calls afterbirth abortions, say infants aren't people, can be killed up to age 3. London Telegraph, killing babies no different, abortion experts say. February 29th, day after we first broke it. Medical Journal, legalize afterbirth abortions. Fox News, Medical Journal advocates killing newborns, actually up to age 3. Now, who taught me about this in the late 1990s? Wesley J. Smith. Award-winning author, researcher, senior fellow at Human Rights and Bioethics at the Discovery Institute. What did he write? He wrote Culture of Death. Available Amazon.com. We don't sell it. Get it. Read it. Read the names of the people and the testimonies where he's been there when someone's like, Wesley, please save me. And they get him and they throw him out, and 14 days later the person's dead. People that can walk. Begging for their lives, blood pouring out. The nurses come in and cry and put bandages on them. They fight hard, but they are killed. And don't worry, nurses are reassigned, and Munchausen, by proxy, killers are brought in. And you know about killer nurses. They're a small percentage. There's a lot of murderers. Women have always killed throughout history by poison. Women, they're not like men that come up and hack you up with a battle axe to your face. Women like poison. And psychological actuaries and criminology show that it's not men are more apt to be violent. It's that men are more likely to be overtly violent. Women will poison you. Women poison. And you've got a lot of psychopathic operators in these. And my dad worked at MD Anderson in high school and college in a research project. And he said a percentage of the cancer doctors really got off on people missing their lower mandibles and injecting people with deadly poisons who'd signed off on it as treatments and would literally have the equivalent of orgasms watching people die. Okay? Now, you need to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Mengele, you know about him? Learned everything from British and U.S. scientists. At Nuremberg, that was their defense. Now, what's the article I read last night that's 15 pages long that I intended to read on air? I don't know if I'm going to have time to read it all. You must go read all 15 pages. How they describe the babies looking like shriveled. You know, you have a tomato that looks healthy, how it shrivels up and turns black. Same deal. The baby's begging. The little boy's begging. The 14-year-old boy, he describes, begging. Okay, you need to understand this, folks. This is what they're doing. These are not liberals. These are the absolute scum of the earth. Now sick babies go on death pathway. Doctor's haunting testimony reveals how children are put on end-of-life plan. The practice of withdrawing food and fluid by tube used on young patients. Doctors admit starving and dehydrating 10 babies to death in neonatal unit. Liverpool care pathway subject of independent inquiry ordered by ministers. Investigation including child patients who look at whether cash payments to hospitals to hit death pathway target have influenced doctors' decisions. There are literal bonuses to kill people that are operable. This is now, see, the media only covers people that it sounds like, well, they're, you know, that baby's retarded, kill them. No, sir. It's people begging. Sick children are being discharged from NIH hospitals to die at their home or in hospices or controversial death pathways. Until now, end-of-life regime at Liverpool Care Pathway was thought to involve only elderly and terminally ill adults. Guess again. You can walk into these things and ask them to kill you, and they won't call assisted suicide. They'll hook you up on morphine and kill you over a week. But the mail can reveal the practice of withholding food and fluid by tube is being used on young patients as well as severely disabled newborn babies. Now, they'll also keep you alive if you're terminal, if you've got insurance and are rich. You can be brain dead. They'll give you double hip replacements. So there's the other end of that, too. It's all about control and money. But when it's government health care, they want you dead. And people go, well, we're all paying for this. Now we're socialized. Other people are going to have decisions on you. One doctor has admitted starving, dehydrating 10 babies to death in the neonatal unit of one hospital. Writing in a leading medical journal, physician revealed the process can take an average of 10 days, during which the baby becomes smaller and shrunken. And then it goes on to 14-year-old boys begging for their lives, blood pouring. You see, when you've been dehydrated, the skin starts cracking, blood starts coming out your rectum, your eyes, your mouth. The tongue shrinks. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
On the nightly news tonight, because I got former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney coming up, and I've got really great filmmakers and experts on nullification coming up and how to defeat the globalist. But the problem getting into a subject like this is that Wesley Smith has written, I don't know, it's got to be more than 50 articles for the Wall Street Journal. He's written a book on it. I'm going to get him on for 2 hours and give you the cases. Because the media is smart, the globalist media. They only cover some brain-dead person being turned off who's been on a coma for 20 years. And you hear about families that keep their family alive or keep somebody alive, and then it's made to look stupid. Even though my uncle was, my dad's brother, was in a very bad motorcycle accident, was in a coma for 6 weeks. They wanted to unplug him immediately. He's got two healthy, happy, full-grown children. He has businesses. He's very successful. He has a little bit of a speech problem. But he lives a very fulfilled life. And he was 17 years old, demanded a motorcycle, raised his own money to get it, over the objections of my grandfather, got the motorcycle, went off and bought it with my grandmother. My grandfather, you know, there was so much excitement. He said, okay, you can have the motorcycle. A couple months later, boom, it's hit by a truck. The point is, they wanted to unplug him. They wanted to take him off the feeding tube. This is like in 1968. And my family said no. And 6 weeks later, came out of the coma. So you have to balance all of this, but there's no balance to this. Once you have socialist health care, could you have socialist health care run by angels? I mean, hypothetically, if giant spaceships landed run by some foreign robot race and said, we are here to make you live forever. We will give you life extension because, you know, we love your species. This is hypothetical. I'm not saying this is real for the media out there. Then I guess that's socialism. Something shows up and says it wants to give you something free. But see, this isn't some, you know, angel showing up to give you eternal life or to give you free health care. These are eugenicists. For heaven's sakes, read Margaret Sanger's letters. Just type in Margaret Sanger's letters on African Americans. I say use that search term because that's what will pull it up. They're referred to as Africans. And they said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to take control of these people institutionally. We're going to kill them. And they do. They kill half of them, 52% non-born. From 10% illegitimacy to 92% illegitimacy, they have destroyed the black community. And let me tell you something. They're going to do it to everybody's community. In fact, you look at every other community, that's exactly what they've duplicated. They started with the blacks because that was a group that they could target and isolate and control. They said, we're going to run the hookers and the drugs in your neighborhood. And that's going to be our only economic way to move up. The globalists have it all figured out. They're engineers. And they hate humanity. And now they are saying, oh, people are so infertile now, the government will pay to have a designer baby for you, even with three parents. Look this up. But we're going to cut out any traits we say are bad, including aggression, including not trusting authority. You can type in the news articles. Anything I say, type it in, look it up. And you read this 15-page article, and it just goes on describing in nightmare detail the babies crying, the blood, the 14-year-old cancer patient begging for food and water. And it goes on and on about the baby's hunger and thirst. It goes on. I have also seen children die in terrible thirst because fluids are withdrawn from them until they die. Doctors describing 14-year-old boy begging for water as his tongue shriveled to a black lump stuck to his mouth. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.